Welcome, 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 geeks and nerds, girls and boys, to another all-new edition of Geek to Me Radio. Today, we are joined by Legion M co-founder Jeff Annison, talking all about what they've been up to and their brand new film, Bad Samaritan, coming out soon. We'll then be talking with Stephanie Cook of Toronto Comics about her Kickstarter, As Good as Gold, and more. Stand by. And if you are in the St. Louis area right now, listening live on 105.3 FM and 1380 AM, thank you for tuning in. If you're hearing us at points out there in the world, I know we've had some people message us and say they've heard the show and found us lately streaming. Thank you for tuning in. And obviously, if you're hearing this after the fact in the podcast form on Google Play, iTunes, SoundCloud, and Podomatic, we appreciate your listening every week. This segment brought to you by Historic St. Charles. Discover St. Charles is the website, the Historic District. St. Charles is a fantastic place. There's so much to see and do. My wife and I, it was beautiful weather. We took our dog Grimlock for a walk this week, and just it was perfect weather. People are eating outside in the patio. There's all the historic markers to look at. There's fantastic shopping up and down the street. We found a new place called Sugar Cubed in the 900 block. More candy than you can shake a stick at, and it's reasonably priced. You get a big bag. You just throw it all in there. We found pineapple gummy bears. They had jelly babies if you're a Doctor Who fan. They had licorice. They had anything you could think of, old-fashioned candies, a soda fountain. And that's just one of the many places you can see. You can plan your trip now. Check out all the things there are to see and do at discoverstcharles.com. Make sure you also follow them on Twitter, discoverstc, for updates and all the cool things they have and events going on. Wedding season's coming up. If you haven't booked a place yet, might be a little too late, but you can check for next year if you're getting ready to plan a wedding. All sorts of fun things to see and do. Very proud to have them as our longest-running and official sponsor. Thank you very much, City of St. Charles. We're going to go right to the phone lines right now. Our first guest is the co-founder of Legion M, Mr. Jeff Annison. Thank you very much for joining us on air.
Oh, thank you for having me on the show.
So last time I saw you, physically saw you, and the first time I met you, actually, we were at a big Hollywood party up in the Hollywood Hills celebrating Stan Lee's imprint. That was an amazing event that you guys put together.
Oh, thank you, gosh. Just even hearing you talk about it brings back so many warm memories. It was a truly eventful and memorable evening.
And this that's just one of the things you guys do. Obviously, it's a fan-owned movie company, which I immediately jumped in. As soon as I saw this thing come up, I was one of the first-round investors. I said, yes, I've got to be a part of this. And I think you've just opened up a third round, correct?
Well, we're just about to open up a third round. It's not open yet. Everything that we do as a company, like you said, we're the first fan-owned entertainment company. Nobody's ever done this before. But it's all regulated by the SEC. There's some new laws that changed a couple of years ago that enabled this sort of proposition. And because everything we do is regulated by the SEC, there's a lot of like process. So right now we're taking reservations, non-binding reservations for our next round. You can come in, you can reserve a spot. Like I said, it's not binding, so you can always change your mind if you decide. But it at least locks in your place. And we expect to be launching the new round once we get the SEC approval, which I'm guessing is probably on the order of about a month away.
And the first round that I was able to get in on, it was still impressive because a lot of people weren't sure what to make of it, but it came off well. You guys did. You opened up a second round, which blew the first round away. And what are you guys kind of softly anticipating from this third round?
You know what? It's a great question. It's funny because, like I said, nobody's ever done this before. And when we did the first round, like, we literally had no idea how it was going to be received. We thought this was an amazing opportunity. I mean, we do. We think it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to take advantage of this disruptive change, which is the changes in securities law, and create what we think could become one of the most influential companies in Hollywood. You know, the whole idea that having a movie studio, an entertainment company that is owned by a large group of passionate fans, it just makes sense. You know, when our movies come out, we've got a legion of fans that we can activate to support them. And they're going to, you know, they're invested in the movie. They've got a financial stake. And more importantly, they've got an emotional stake because they've been following along in the development. So, you know, we know that those people are going to come out opening night, which is the most important time in the life cycle of a film. And we know that they're going to bring all their friends and they're going to talk about it on social media. So we think it's a truly once in a lifetime opportunity, but it's never been done before. And so, like you said, our first round, we put it out there. It blew out. It sold out. It was oversubscribed. We actually had to return people's money because, you know, we were legally limited as to how right. much we were allowed to accept. The second round was even more successful. And this third round, one thing that's different is it's going to be a very short round. One of the things that we've learned having gone through this twice now is that it takes a lot of time to be in that fundraising mode. And there's a lot of just like issues that you have to deal with. You know, we've got over 7,000 investors. And so as you can imagine, you know, there's like that 1% that, you know, there's issues with like a check wasn't received or the bank didn't clear or there's miscommunications. And so what we've decided to do going forward for this next round is the round is only going to be open probably for like, you know, it could be as short as a couple weeks or I mean, even shorter, frankly, if it sells out quick. And so that's why it's so important to just make a reservation. When you make a reservation, we guarantee that you will get a chance to invest even if the round sells out. But, you know, like I said, it's all new territory. So we're excited and a little bit nervous, which I think is always a good place to be in life.
And unfortunately, I missed out in the second round, but I locked in my reservation as soon as you guys opened up the reserve spots for the third round because I want to double down on this. And for people who are listening right now thinking, well, that sounds kind of odd. You guys have like Stan Lee's in this. Seth Green is in this. Who are some of the other? Because you've got some big name backers behind you guys, too, who are invested because they know this is such a cool thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's really interesting because, you know, I mean, Paul and I have a background in the entertainment space. This is our third startup company together. The first one was hugely successful. We were the first ones to launch live television on your cell phone back in 2003. Hmm. We won an Emmy Award for that.
And, wow.
You know, raised $140 million in venture capital and turned what started out as three guys working out of a spare room into the worldwide leader in television delivery outside of the home. And so we've got a background in the space, but I mean, the fact is, you know, we've raised total as a company, like $3 or $4 million and, which is nothing in Hollywood standards, but the fact that we're owned by fans opens up so many doors for us. And we bat way out of our league. We did a project with Kevin Smith and Stan Lee,
yeah,
a virtual reality project, and that, you know, as well as that, the Stan Lee party that you mentioned to, you mentioned earlier. I mean, you know, that was an amazing event in and of itself. You know, we earlier in the day awarded him his handprints and footprints at the TCL Chinese Theater in Hollywood. And that night, we rented out a 9,000 square foot mansion in the Hollywood Hills. And invited 500 of Stan Lee's, you know, closest and most enthusiastic fans. We had world-class cosplayers. We had celebrities. We had bands and DJs and sponsors. And, you know, and it was incredible. It was an absolutely unforgettable evening to come have a house party with Stan Lee. And, you know, at the end, the event actually made us money. You know, this wasn't like some high-priced boondoggle where we spent all of our investors' money having a big party. We actually made money for our investors by doing this. But it's the sort of thing that you can't do. Like, nobody can do that. Like, you can't just go ask Stan, you know, And if right. Paul and I going to ask Stan, like, we wouldn't have gotten very far. But, you know, we got Stan Lee, Kevin Smith, Seth Green and the team behind Robot Chicken, Tim League, the founder of Alamo Drafthouse, and Tom Quinn. Those guys created Neon, which is a hot, young distribution company. We've got, I mean, it's really incredible. Leonard Maltin has joined our advisory board. I mean, honestly, there's so many names, both kind of like the celebrity names that people know, as well as a lot of the behind the scenes people that understand kind of like the business of Hollywood. Like, we talk all the time, like, there's the art of Hollywood and the celebrity side of it and the movies, and that's something that everybody understands, but it's also one of the most complex and most competitive industries on the planet. And just as important for our long-term success as having, you know, the Stan Lees, is having the people that know how to navigate the business of Hollywood and how to, you know, how to build a company that's that'll stand the test of time.
Absolutely. And that, like I said, that event was one of a kind. That's one of those ones, you know, I'm here in St. Louis, but I'm like, there's no way I'm missing this. I flew out. Great event from start to finish, from the ceremony. There was James Gunn showed up. Chadwick Boseman spoke at Stan Lee's imprint ceremony. It was fantastic. And then the party afterwards. So if you're interested at all and see more about this, legionm.com, go to the website, check that out. It'll give you all the extra information. We're going to take our first break. We're going to come back talking more with Jeff about their upcoming film, Bad Samaritan. You will not want to miss this episode. Hang on one second.
This is Paul McGann, the Eighth Doctor. You're listening to Geek to Me Radio.
We are back. Geek to Me Radio live every Sunday. This segment brought to you by Marcus Theaters. If you are looking for a good place to see a movie, Marcus Theaters is the website you want to check out, marcustheaters.com. If you're looking forward to Avengers, which comes out in just about a little less than 2 weeks now, you'll want to make sure you go to marcustheaters.com, get your tickets now. You can do all sorts of things, Marcus. You can check out what location's closest to you. And if you're listening outside the state of Missouri, maybe you're thinking, oh, well, gosh, I don't have a Marcus Theater. You probably do. They are in 11 different states. You can check out their locations. You can check out the menus from all the different bistros and eateries they have inside the theater, so you don't have to sit there and make up your mind when you get to the movie theater. You already know what you want going in. You can place your order, kick back in those big five-star lounge chairs. Click the little heated button. It's kind of cold out right now. Those heated seats are very nice to watch a theater. And as my wife said, after we went to see Star Wars Last Jedi at the screening they had at a Marcus Theaters, Ronnie's in South County, my wife said, I'm never seeing another movie in Coach ever again. And if you're going to see Bad Samaritan, then you definitely want to see it at a Marcus Theaters. We will be talking a little bit more about the meetup coming up. We've got Jeff Aniston, co-founder of Legion M. And was it last year they did Colossal with Anne Hathaway, which was very well received. They had a lot of meetups. This movie, Bad Samaritan, starring David Tennant and Robert Sheehan, directed by Dean Devlin, comes out on May the 4th. And they've already got over 100 meetups, I think he said, scheduled currently for that coming out. Is that correct, Jeff?
Yeah. We did our first meetups, like you said, for Colossal last year, and we were pretty excited about it and had such an amazing time that we decided that this year we really wanted to double down on it. And so when this movie comes out, we've already had, I think, close to 2,000 people sign up to go to a meetup. The meetups are absolutely free. When you come to a meetup, you get a free Bad Samaritan gift bag. So we're working with Dean Devlin. You know, he's the creator of Stargate and Independence Day and The Librarians and like a true Hollywood legend. And we're literally working directly with him to come up with a cool gift bag that's got a bunch of fun stuff from the movie in it. And so when you come to one of these meetups, while supplies last, like we have a limited number. But
sure.
If you come to the meetup, you get one of the gift bags. More importantly, it's a great way to come see a movie opening weekend with an enthusiastic crowd of other fans. Because, you know, we talk all the time about how You know, when I was growing up, going to the movie was like an event.
Yeah,
it was something
yeah.
It was really fun. And now, you know, I've got kids and, you know, to be honest, they're probably more likely to watch a movie on their cell phone than they are to go to the theater. And, you know, in some ways that's great. I mean, we've got so much more access to media now, but it's also, it can be so isolating. And I think that, you know, if you're just going to like a lame theater and sitting in a seat, it's not that big of a difference. But when you're going to a wonderful theater like you're talking about, and when you're going there with a community of people that have shared interests and passions, like there's nothing like it. It's a difference between listening to music on your phone and going to a concert, you know, the
exactly.
energy that you get, especially for a movie like Bad Samaritan, which is a scary movie. It's a fun movie. You know, it's just, it's a great popcorn. It's the perfect movie to bring a date to, go see it in a crowded theater. And then after the meetups, a lot of times those that are interested, they'll go off and, you know, grab some ice cream or, you know, get drinks at a local bar. And again, it's just, it's creating that community, which is so important and so lacking, I think, in media today.
And next week, we're going to have Dean Devlin and Robert Sheehan on air. They've already sent me a notification. We're just waiting on to find out what time they're going to have them join us. But talking about this film, and I saw Dean was doing his Periscope Portland Wizard World earlier yesterday, and he's promoting the film there. You guys are showing it at Wizard World, and it's getting such good press, and there's a lot of buzz about the movie already.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, we've hosted. We've been working with Electric, and we've done screenings at a number of different Comic Cons and Wizard Worlds. And the great thing about Dean is, and I don't know that a lot of people realize this, but Stargate was his first, you know, kind of like breakout film, and that was actually an independent movie. And you know, I don't want to, you know, you should ask him about it when you interview him. He's a great interview, by the way. But he started off promoting that at Comic Cons. You know, he was going to Comic Cons as a fan back in the 70s. And so, like, he gets fandom and he gets Comic Con and he is tireless. You know, he will go to any Comic Con anytime. He truly loves the fans. They made his career. I mean, Stargate, you know, didn't get picked up by a studio when they first did it and then eventually went on to spawn an entire franchise, you know, with multiple TV series and all that sort of stuff. And so he's been a wonderful partner. I mean, as a fan-owned company, I can't imagine somebody better for us to be working with than somebody like Dean Devlin that really gets it.
So talking about Bad Samaritan, Electric Entertainment sent me a screener, so thank you to them if they're listening. My wife and I watched it Friday night, and it was intense. It was such a great film, not like a lot of us. I saw little nods to certain other genres. Like, I got a little bit of a Cape Fear vibe when I was watching part of it, which I love that movie. And so tell a little bit about the process of how did Dean get attached? How did David Tennant get attached? Kind of give us a little backstory, if you would.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so you know, this is Dean's movie, right? Dean, he's been working in the studios for decades now and been responsible for, you know, some of the biggest studio movies ever.
Yeah.
And, you know, as he would say, he just got off of doing two studio films that he wasn't happy with the process. And again, he can talk with a lot more authority about that. But this is a 100% independent film. Mm. So he financed it. He produced it. He didn't write it. He got the story from Brandon Boyce, who's a very talented screenwriter. And he managed to get David Tennant attached to it. He's got a hilarious story about that. And, you know, kind of is pushing the whole thing forward. And it's really remarkable in this day and age because, you know, he not only produced it independently, he's also distributing it independently. So, like, you know, this isn't a film that's got a massive studio budget behind it. You know, the formula for Hollywood studios today is really pretty simple. You know, you make like a $200 million movie, you spend $100 million to promote it, you buy bus billboards all over the world, you clobber people over the head, and they'll go see it. And so, you know, I think for Dean, he's really an out-of-the-box thinker and trying to find fun, engaging ways to get the story out and to let people know about this, that this is a, it's a passion project. He's taking a risk. I mean, this is the first time he's he talked about this in a Q&A, which I thought was fascinating. You think Dean Devlin, like a guy who is made and done in Hollywood, but he talked about how scary it is for him to take a risk to go and direct something that's kind of outside of his comfort zone. You know, he had never done a dark, a thriller like this before.
Right.
You know, most of his stuff is kind of in the lighter,
yeah,
you know, even campier, you know, kind of fun in like the vein of The Librarians. And so anyway, it's like you said, it's a great movie to go see with a crowd. And, you know, we're super excited. To answer your question, we got hooked up with them, and it was just love at first sight. And since then, we've just been moving forward.
Yeah, with Dean Devlin, there's a lot to love. I mean, just the energy he puts into his projects. I was a huge fan of Leverage, which I know he shot in Portland as well, which was where Bad Samaritan was filmed. So he was kind of pointing out, he's like, yeah, there's a lot of places I knew about this part, so we filmed it here because I'd use this in Leverage. And he talk about a guy who knows his stuff when it comes to movies. You couldn't have gotten in bed with anyone better as far as this movie goes.
Yeah, absolutely.
We are going to take one more. Are you okay to stick with us for just a little longer, Jeff?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, we're going to come back. We're going to finish up with Jeff Aniston talking all about Bad Samaritan. You can follow the film on Twitter, by the way, at Bad Sam Film to get updates. You can check out where it's screening. Also, LegionM.com. Check out that website. We'll be right back talking with Jeff Aniston after this. Stand by.
Hey, hi, listeners. This is Greg Berger.
Meet Grimlock, Dinobot leader from Transformers.
And guess what? You're listening to Geek to Me Radio.
Transformers, for the reach behind
us. We are back. This segment brought to you by Popcorn Buddha. Popcorn Buddha USA is the website where you can get over 85 different flavors of popcorn, and there's not a bad flavor in the bunch of 85. They've got homemade fudge. They'll ship it anywhere. In fact, if you have a friend or family member serving our country, he will send it to a P.O. box. An AFP or OFP, the foreign post office boxes that they use for military, free of charge. Give them a call at one of the numbers on their website. Tell them you're shipping it to an FPO or an APO, and they will take care of the shipping for you. Also, if you're listening right now and you're thinking, well, I'd like to try that, but sometimes here's an incentive. If you go on there right now, go to the website, Popcorn Buddha USA, get your order ready, add it to your shopping cart, enter the coupon code GEEK, G-E-E-K, during checkout, and you get 15% off your order. That's something that Craig over there at Popcorn Buddha is doing just for my listeners. So thank you, Craig. Thank you, Popcorn Buddha. And listeners, you're welcome, because once you try it, you're not going to get popcorn anywhere else. Popcorn Buddha USA. .com. And I was very fortunate to come across Popcorn Buddha from the meetup that we did with the big party for Stan Lee, because he was giving out samples of his stuff in the gift bags you guys had for the Stan Lee party, Jeff.
I know. I was going to mention that. I think that's fantastic. Is that how you guys met?
It is. Yeah. I love the stuff we had, and I ate that entire bag. And I was like, well, there's got to be more. So I went to the website and I was like, how many flavors? So I contacted him. I said, hey, I do a radio show. And he kind of heard some of the past episodes, loved what we do, because he's a huge geek. So we kind of made an arrangement. Yeah.
Yeah. Craig is great. Now, we love Popcorn Buddha. Can't say enough good stuff about it.
Absolutely. Cajun Bacon Ranch. I'll just leave it at that. That's no more needs to be said. I must have plowed through at least 12 bags of that since I've had him as a show sponsor. So good stuff.
That's great.
So I want to mention,
well, a lot healthier than the fudge. So.
Exactly. That is true. That is a good point. So it kind of balances out. Get a smaller amount of fudge and a larger amount of popcorn, you'll be fine.
That's right.
I want to touch back on something that you mentioned in the last segment. We were talking with Jeff Aniston from Legion M, one of the co-founders of this fan-owned movie company. You mentioned how, you know, to produce movies nowadays, Dean Devlin's taking all this risk. He's producing it. He's, you know, doing all the promoting and everything. A lot of the big movie companies, we saw a kind of, I hate to say spectacular fail, because there's no such thing, with Justice League, where it's supposed to be this big movie. Do you think, in terms of like Bad Samaritan, which is such a well-written, well-acted, tense, tight thriller, Do you think maybe the trend in movies is heading more towards the independent? Because I'm seeing a lot better quality come out from the independent studios than I am from the big Warner Brothers type of franchises.
Well, you know, it's a great question. And I think that the answer is that the disruption that we've seen in technology and viewing habits over the past, say, 5 or 10 years, and I'm talking about the rise of Netflix and Amazon and the ability, like, it's amazing. If you think back 10 or 20 years ago, all the cool stuff was happening in movies and TV was very formulaic. And it's really kind of switched. All the original stories are being told on television. The movie industry, the studios have kind of evolved into this pattern like I talked about, where what you find is that studio executives in the studios are very risk averse. And if you want to produce an original story, that's a tough thing for a studio to get behind because there's no guarantee that it's going to be successful. If you produce Justice League, then you know that even if the movie is a stinker, right, a lot of people are going to come see it because there are so many established fans.
Right.
And so for a studio, like actually investing, say, $15 million in a movie like Bad Samaritan is actually a much riskier bet than putting $100 million or $200 million into a Justice League movie because they know for a fact that they can make the movie, they can spend the money to market it, and even if it's critically not successful, they're going to make money on it, you know, worldwide because that brand is so strong. And so what it's done is it's created kind of this empty space for original storytelling. If you look back 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 8 or 10 of the top films of that year were original stories.
Right.
Today, 8 or 10 of the films every year that come out are either reboots or sequels, or
yes,
something like that. And so it's just kind of created this gap, and the studios are very reticent to tell original stories. And it's the same thing with actors. Like, it's kind of funny, David Tennant is amazing and he has such a rabid fan base, but this will be his first role, his first leading role in a major motion picture. And, Hollywood, he doesn't have enough Twitter followers or enough Facebook likes or whatever metrics they have. When they run him through their system, they're like, oh, no, he's not a bankable star. So it's really, I think that we're in a golden age in a lot of ways because the technological disruption creates opportunities. And people like Dean Devlin, it's never been more economical to produce a movie. It's never been more possible to distribute a movie yourself. What he's trying to do to self-distribute this movie is unthinkable 10 years ago. And so it's really what you're seeing, I think, is creating opportunities for films like Colossal, for things like Bad Samaritan, and for all of this space that the studios have vacated is creating space for independent storytellers. And that, as Legion M, we think that that's, wonderful, because our whole belief is that if we can establish our company as a, we've got a built-in audience.
Yeah.
And it's not a built-in audience because we're making Fast and Furious 14. It's a built-in audience because these are people that are invested in the product and invested in the company itself.
And if you're listening right now, and if you're a huge film fan like me and you like good movies like me, you're going to want to make sure you automatically get on there. Start following @BadSamFilm on Twitter. Get the word out there. Make sure May 4th, when this movie comes out, you get out there and you see it. If you're supporting people like Dean Devlin and David Tennant and Robert Sheehan and Legion M, these small companies that are trying to do good film projects, worthwhile film projects, this is what you as a listener need to be doing, is getting out there and supporting this kind of project. You can do more at LegionM.com. Where else can I send people, Jeff, if they want to learn more and support Legion M?
Well, you got the website. LegionM.com is kind of the source of everything. Our social media is LegionM Official. So Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. If you just go find Legion M Official, that's our official Facebook page or our official social media. One other thing to mention is that when you join Legion M, you can join Legion M for free. So like we talked about earlier, we don't even have a round open. You can make a reservation for the next round. But even if you don't want to invest or you don't have the money to invest or maybe you're not sure and you just want to kind of check it out, you can join Legion M. It's absolutely free. Our power comes from our size. We want to open the doors and be as open and accommodating to everybody, even those that for whatever reason can't invest. So you can join for free. If you want to stay as a free member for the rest of your life, that's fine too. But you just come to LegionM.com, join as a free member. You get invited to things like a Hollywood house party with Stan Lee and all of these opening weekend meetups. And we have a lot of really cool activities. We have a lot of stuff that happens online as well for people that, you know, can't make it out to Hollywood or can't make it to, you know, to an opening weekend meetup. We'll do, you know, online video chats with people like Dean Devlin, and all sorts of creators, the screenwriter that wrote 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Yeah.
We did one with the guy that created Eureka, which was a show a few years ago. And like, it's a really great opportunity just to network and connect with other fans as well as creators.
Perfect. Jeff Anison from Legion M, thank you very much for joining us on air this afternoon, and we will talk soon.
Thank you so much, James. Take care.
You as well. There he goes. LegionM.com is that website. Check it out. We're going to take our next break. We'll be right back talking with Stephanie Cook from Toronto Comics about As Good As Gold. So stand by.
He-Man and the Masters of the Universe.
Hey, this is Phil Lamar.
Who means Conrad?
To the samurai known as Jack. And you're listening to Geek to Me Radio.
We are back. Geek to Me Radio. Phil Lamar was kind enough to, he tweeted out a link to Stephanie Cook's Kickstarter project. And I was like, that sounds great. We've had Phil and Matt King on from their Goblins animated Kickstarter, and I love to support these things. I think we missed the cutoff, though. Stephanie Cook, I think you guys already made your Kickstarter quota, though, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. Thank God. But, oh my gosh, that was like doing a Kickstarter makes you so anxious. You don't know true anxiety until you run a Kickstarter.
No kidding. Yeah, I've not done one of those, but I'm always, I love to support them because the people who do a lot of these projects, they're especially the geek related ones like you guys were doing with As Good As Gold. And Phil immediately tweeted out. So I'm like, well, it's got to be good if Phil's talking about it. So I looked it up and I was very pleased to see you meet your goals. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we're so excited to have it out there. It went off to the printers this week. So we're so excited for people to read it and just get their hands on and consume the stories that we've been editing and working on for the past like 6 months.
And this this one, As Good As Gold, forward by Chip Zdarsky. It's got a lot of different. It's an anthology. And tell us a little bit about Toronto Comics for those who don't who've not heard of Toronto Comics.
Sure. So the volume that I'm working on as lead editor is volume number 5. The book has been around for a little while. Each volume funded via Kickstarter, and the whole idea behind it is to do a big showcase of Toronto talent. Basically, we have some creators who've been around for a while, but primarily we're trying to foster new creators and bring them into the community. So we work on this project with writers and artists at any and every level, and we try and show them how they can make comics and how they can kind of take this and make their own things. So basically, you know, they pitch us an idea, and just because it's the Toronto Comics Anthology doesn't mean that you won't get anything out of the stories. Like, the stories are set in Toronto, but they're, you know, a wide variety of stories from like sci-fi, fantasy, historical fiction, romance, all kinds of things. And yeah, the idea is to pick the best stories from anybody at any level and help them make a great comic that can go in their portfolio, whether they want to pursue comics, you know, going forward, or they just want to like try it out.
And you've done a lot of writing yourself and editing from a lot of different sources. If you, if you're listening right now, you can check her out, Stephanie Cook with the E on the end, .ca. A lot of work that you've done yourself. What's, do you find when you're editing someone else's work, because I'm one of those people who hate to be, if someone's worked on this and they put their heart into it, to come back and say, yeah, you can't do this, this, let's change this and this. Do you find that hard, or is it in a way that you feel you're being very helpful? And what's the kind of mindset you have as an editor?
Yeah, like it's a little bit hard, but then it's also, I feel like, necessary. I don't think any of the stories that I worked on, we had two other editors, and then the stories that I was primarily responsible for, like I don't feel like I changed any of their stories fundamentally. You know, it's funny, as a writer, you know, you get your notes and sometimes you're just like, well, they just don't understand me. They don't understand what I'm going for. And so you're editing and you send people notes and you're like, oh my God, they totally think I'm that person that doesn't get them. But objectively, sometimes you just can't see an issue with something. Like, you're really into your story. You're really into what you put on the page. And sometimes you just can't see that what you put on the page doesn't work. So I think it's finding the balance of telling people, especially inexperienced creators, that while it's a good idea or it might be cool, it doesn't really fit. So trying not to be soul crushing, especially with new creators, because the whole idea is to foster them into the industry and be like, come join us.
Right.
We're loving you. But then also making sure that as an editor, your name is going on these stories too, and you want the stories to ultimately be the best they can possibly be.
And this particular, the one that for the Kickstarter, As Good As Gold, you're looking, I think from what I saw on the Kickstarter, you're looking at like a summer release date by the time it's come out. And if people didn't Kickstarter, where can they go if they want to get it once it's out?
Yeah, so we're releasing it, we're launching a TCAF, which is the Toronto Comics Art Festival. So that falls on the Mother's Day weekend.
Okay.
So you can get that if you're going to be at TCAF. It's a big show. It's really, really awesome. It's free. And if not, you can go to tocomics.com and get a copy there. We have all the books that we've done previously as well, including Wayward Sisters, a Monsters Anthology, which is a Lady Monsters Anthology, which is written, drawn, everything's done by women and non-binary creators.
Very cool. And if you want to follow Stephanie, it's at Hello Cookie on Twitter. Now that you've gotten this Kickstarter, now the anxiety is kind of going away, do you ever feel that kind of need to, okay, I want another one now, let's do another Kickstarter? Or are you done with Kickstarters and let someone else run the next one?
It's funny because, like, I also write. So I actually do a lot of projects that wind up on Kickstarter. And I think I was, like, suffering from, like, anxiety again from, like, this entire time we had As Good As Gold on Kickstarter. And then immediately, like, as soon as the book had reached its goal, I reached out to the publisher and was like, so, like, we're doing this again next year, right? Like, we're going to do a volume 6. So I guess, I don't know, maybe I'm like a gun for punishment, but I think the rewards of getting to work with these creators and seeing the final product outweighs all the anxiety.
So it's all worth it in the end.
Like, yeah, yeah. Like, it's been fantastic to see these stories come to life. And again, like, I'm just beyond, so over the moon at what we've done and the creators, the work that they've put together for this book.
And so if you want to support this, again, if you want to support indie comics, if you want to support these upcoming writers and artists and everything like that, check it out. It's tocomicswithanx.com. You can get As Good As Gold or any of the other anthologies they've done. And of course, you can check out Stephanie at Rogues Portal and at Toronto Comics, again, with an X, on Twitter. Stephanie, thank you very much for taking time out of your Sunday to be on air and break legs. Best of luck with everything coming up.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. We're going to come right back and wrap things up. Our last segment, we'll give you a quick breakdown of Rampage, the movie, right after this. Stand by. Get ready for adventure and remarkable feats. You'll meet Koopas and Troopas, the princess and the others.
Lucy Davis. I play Etta Candy in Wonder Woman, and this is Geek to Me Radio. Come and listen. We're very, very nice.
Usually we're nice. I'm glad she thought so anyway. We are wrapping up our last segment here on Geek to Me Radio. This segment brought to you by Tenacious Eats. If you're a foodie and if you're a film fan, you want to check out tenaciouseats.com. Chef Liz is one of those maniacal geniuses in the best way possible. She knows her movies and it's Chef Liz, so she knows her food. And she marries up these two worlds in just an incredible way. We did a brunch screening for Fantastic Mr. Fox, where she pairs these great menu items that correspond with a scene in the movie. So it actually makes that connection. We had Pretty in Pink was our last dinner event that we did. And we showed the classic Molly Ringwald, John Hughes film, Pretty in Pink. And they had all these dishes that had a pink theme, an underlying theme throughout them. And they're paired with adult cocktails. Yes, even at brunch. But it's never, ever have I... There's something she'll make. And I'm like... That sounds, I don't know if I'd like that. And of course, I'm going to try it. And I love it because she doesn't make anything that's bad. And she doesn't show bad movies either. All the films I'm a huge fan of everything she's done. So if you want to check them out, tenacious.com is the website. You can get tickets for all their upcoming events. Check out their past menus so you can get an idea of what they've done in the past. Be like, oh, that looks great. Of course, I'll like this next one coming up. And you will. tenacious.com. Thank you to Chef Liz for all she does for the show. We had the chance to see Rampage, the movie, and I like the movie. I think Dwayne Johnson, even when he's in a bad movie, he's never bad, because I didn't care for Baywatch, but it wasn't Dwayne Johnson's fault at all. He's, I guess, the new Arnold Schwarzenegger, maybe? But no, if you played the video game growing up, which I did, I went to the arcade, and I loved just being Ralph or Lizzie and just smashing those buildings and eating the people, pulling them out of the windows and eating them. And so it's loosely based on that arcade game. And Dwayne Johnson is trying to stop it with the help of the large gorilla, George, which is, it's a great movie. Honestly, it was a lot of fun. Don't overthink it, because I've seen people on their blog site saying, well, this does not make sense because they would not authorize an airstrike. You're taking it too seriously. It's a movie based on a video game, for crying out loud. Sit back, get yourself a popcorn, and enjoy it. That's kind of how I felt about the movie. But, yeah, so if you get a chance to see Rampage, we'll see how that does. The weekend box office should be coming in shortly. We'll see what it did, if it was able to dethrone The Quiet Place at the movies. We will be back next week. We will have Dean Devlin and Robert Sheehan, stars and director of Bad Samaritan, and all sorts of more cool stuff for you. So stick with us. It's not in the way you watch the flash. It's not in the way you love Scotty Young Art. It's not in the way you play Mario Kart. It's not in the way you look when you make Game of Thrones references. That's a show. This is Geek to Me Radio. That's a show. Portland, good night!